right, Boots and Salutes on this Tuesday morning, and you can start things off. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Food for these places that are too cheap to turn the heat on in this cold weather. Just for a little while to warm the places up, but they're too cheap to do that.
All right, good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hi, I want to salute the Francis Morrison Library for having Monty Python in the Holy Grail. And I'm going to watch it with my dad.
Awesome stuff. There's a classic. Well, thanks for the call.
Okay.
You know, I have to say, and here's one of the reasons why it's good to have grandkids, is they kind of remind you of things that you forgot about when your kids grew out of them.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many great programs at the libraries here in Saskatoon, and my granddaughter loves them.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
There's so much good going on there.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yellow.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. I'd like to salute the Prime Minister in the memory of John McCain. Thank you.
306-938-0600 or toll-free 1-800-667-3727 for your thoughts and comments on Boots and Salutes this morning.
Hey, by the way, I put a question up, and if you want to chime in on this, this is an opportunity because we were talking about the traffic snarl that was this weekend around Chamberlain because they're doing a whole bunch of roads resurfacing and construction work around there, and so people were backed up. Well, Allie here sent me a note. She was backed up for 2 hours. She said this weekend. And it was 2 hours of a parking lot. She said 10K of parked cars. That's all that there was. And so this became unacceptable. And I have a tweet here from the highway hotline saying traffic congestion on the weekend on number 11 near Chamberlain has officials working with contractors to make sure delays do not happen again, even if that means ceasing construction to let traffic through. So my question to you is this, is that a good idea? Because that's going to equal a longer traffic or a longer construction season, right? There's just no way. The math doesn't work. If you stop construction, it's going to take you longer overall. So do you want short-term pain for long-term gain, or do you want it a longer construction season? You can't have both. What are you going to do?
Good point. Your thoughts this morning on Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to salute Vic Dubois' Coffee Talks from today and yesterday. He is batting 100% so far this week. Thank you.
Thanks.
Nothing like common sense.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. I have a boot for that paving company that was paving at Chamberlain on Sunday. Yes, it was 2 hours. You sat there and waited. They moved 7 kilometers in a two-hour period. People were running into the ditch to urinate. Poor judgment on the paving company to pick a Sunday when traffic was heavy. Night and lights is the way, a better idea. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. Sunday there was a couple went up to haul firewood, and that woman didn't help the guy much. He's got a really sore back today. But
all right, I think that was an inside story, and I think she's in the same room as he is.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
9380, or at least she soon will be.
Yeah, exactly.
306-938-0600 or toll-free 1-800-667-3727. Of course, the mayor is coming in after 8 o'clock this morning. I thought it was interesting city council kicked around the speed limit on the upcoming opening of the Mistawasis Bridge, the Chief Mistawasis Bridge, right? And I'm totally with, I should know, I think it was Councillor Dubois, but I'm not sure, that brought up the fact, like, why are we just talking about this now? This thing opens in October. Like, should we not have, like, planned for this when we were planning on building a bridge? Like, okay, traffic will need to go 60, 70, 80, 90, whatever it is.
Well, what are they talking about?
Well, they don't know what the speed limit on the new bridge will be. Because the joining roads aren't 90, they'll be 60 kilometer an hour zones. So they need to determine what's the bridge speed limit going to be. Because if they don't come up with a decision before it opens, the bylaw would indicate that it automatically reverts back to 50.
Well, wouldn't it be the roads going onto and coming off of it? Wouldn't, like, if they're 60, I hope we're not going to go up to 90 on the bridge and then 60 when you get off.
That's right. You hit that little metal slate and you floor it. That's exactly what it means. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. You should never put John McCain and the Prime Minister under the same time because... Well, McCain's family came from a whole family of military, and Trudeau's family came from a whole family of entitlement. Thank you.
Boots and salutes. Good morning.
Good morning. If you have Mayor Clark in there, can you ask him why the red light cameras don't have the countdown crosswalks on them?
Okay. We
Thank
will.
You.
Good morning, boots and salutes.
Good morning. I would like to send a boot out to the person or persons that stole the license plate off my car and then left me with another stolen license plate.
Oh, that's not good.
That's not good. I've had that plate for 18 years.
Wow.
And now it's gone.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Good morning, boots and salutes.
And regarding that Mr. Wasis Bridge, the craziest part of that whole story is it's our city council that's farting around trying to figure out the speed limit. What's with this group at council? That's a traffic engineer job. The city council doesn't set the damn speed limits on our streets. Anyway, so a boot to our city council. We got to get rid of those clowns.
Good morning, boots and salutes. Hi there, go ahead. Good morning, boots and salutes.
Yes, good morning. Could you please ask the mayor why they paved the sidewalks, the crumbling sidewalks with pavement, and then they do such a sloppy job, and then it, in 2 years, it's crumbling again, and they haven't come to replace it.
What part of town is that in?
Avalon area.
All right.
South Nutana.
All right.
South Nutana. That's what the mayor will ask, I'm sure. So we'll see what we can get for you.
Thank you.
Good morning, boots and salutes.
Good morning. I can answer the question for that fellow there that asked why they don't have the countdowns on the at the red lights speed there. It's because they can't make any money. That's why.
All right. Thanks for your call. Good morning, boots and salutes.
Good morning. I'm the lady that fellow referred to, and I work just as hard as my husband. He knows that. Thank
That's
you.
That's right. Well, you tell him that.
You betcha.
Already have. In your face, mister.
You know what? Bye-bye. We should change boots and salutes with that call to the Situation Room. Now.
The Situation Room,
yeah.
You never want to go into the Situation Room, Dave.
No. Good morning, boots and salutes.
I like the boot John Gormley, too, and he don't know what he's talking about.
All right. I think that's going to do it for boots and salutes. His worship, Mayor Charlie Clark, will try to answer. I've got them written down.
Mm-hmm.
I will ask the questions that you wanted to know. So he is coming up after 8 o'clock, plus Alan Jackson, Randy Travis, Brooks and Dunn, birthdays, and a lot more. It's a Tuesday morning with the Moo Guys on CJWW. Boots and Salutes brought to you by Northern Factory Workwear, where they've got...